felt great. Felt great to be back here with out there with the guys and practicing and running around and very anxious at this point.
How is it to play with that on your?
I'm used to it. I've done it before in my career. I've had to play with it for a wrist way back in the day, and so I'm pretty used to it.
How long is it going to be on? How long is you going to have to play?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Hopefully, we'll know here in a little while, and as the weeks go on, they'll tell me exactly what I need to do, and I'll follow those directions.
Is it something where, is it long-term, like it might be in regular season where you're still playing with that, or only a couple weeks?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. Anything can happen. We'll see as things progress here, but I'm just happy to be back out here.
How does it limit you at all in practice right now?
Limit me?
Did it make you drop that interception?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It was all the cast. No, I've dropped my share of picks in my career, but it is a little harder to catch it with this ball on my hand. But that'll be something I'll get used to doing, and I'll come up with those interceptions when the time comes.
Are you targeting playing Saturday, or has that been eliminated or ruled out?
I'm going to work, and whatever Greek tells me. Coach McDaniels, they decide that's what I'll do.
What was these last 10 days like while you weren't able to
play? Me? Brutal. Brutal. I mean, I was all over the place emotionally. Not being out there with the guys and knowing they were traveling to go out there and go to war, and I wasn't able to go out with them. It was real tough for them. I understand it's preseason, but at the same time, I would like to be out there with them. So it was real tough. I had to watch the game by myself. I wasn't in really good company watching the game the other night.
Did you just do it at the hotel or?
No, back in my house.
Were you yelling at the TV, acting like you're on the sideline? How do you watch a game by yourself?
It's different. I kind of get in game mode. I start getting hype and amped up, and so it's not a. I'm not a very good. Like I said, very good company.
Your wife and kids know you.
Yeah, they don't. They don't really ask me any questions when I watch the game.
How'd you feel the team played? How'd you feel the team played?
I like. I saw a lot of plays. I saw a lot of aggression. I saw a lot of. I saw the things that we worked on work, and that's always a great thing when you're in a new system. When you see the things that you've worked on time and time again, offense and defense, and they work, you feel very good about that.
Brian, when you're learning a new defense, does it put you behind when you're out that much, or have you been around long enough?
Oh no, I know the defense pretty much. Obviously. Game is a little different tempo, but I've been in game tempo also, so I know what to expect there. For me, it's just to making sure that my win is where it needs to be when I hit the field so that I can go out and play my ball.
How much of the focus right now is on creating turnovers?
Well, that's a major focus for us, period, this year. We want to get the offense the ball as much as, if not score on defense, we want to get the ball to the offense as much as possible.
You weren't yelling at the announcers the other night, were you? Listening to that game?
Yeah. Yes, I was. If I hear one more time about Josh's hoodie and what he should be wearing,
wearing a hoodie.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I said.
Yeah, sure. I want to look at the people on this. Let's look at the guys on the sideline. I want to see the guys on the field, see what's going on. I want to, see how many times he paces back to the 40, to the 50. That's not exciting to me.
Yeah, we'll tell the producer.